That's got to be the sound that starts the episode. I've never had anybody come in with that precise energy before.
you got an A one time.
That's how the you one. Do. A one time, yeah. Yeah, this is going to be the fastest introduction yet, I think. Normally we like talk for like 8 minutes and then I say who's on the show. Welcome to the Breakfast Club, everybody. I'm here with Mir Blackwell.
That's me.
That's good. Let's go. It's Amir Blackwell, a.k.a. Super Mirio, a.k.a. The Ultimate Shoot My Shot.
Uh-huh.
A.k.a. Two Nuts, a.k.a. Who's Next Neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I'm just reading off your Discord names.
It's the man of many names, you know what I'm saying? You know how it be. We in here representing the Loop, you know what I'm saying? Amir Blackwell, co-founder of Loop. We out here, bruh. We on the hunt for everybody. Every podcast, just know I'm coming there, bro. You got a podcast, I'm gonna be in your next episode. You ain't even got me scheduled, but I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
Like you know that one Fat Joe song with Ja Rule be in the background? That's me in the back of your podcast. You ain't know it though.
Not enough podcasts have a hype man in the back, I've noticed.
That's what I'm saying. So how you been in a podcast with no hype man?
Like you gotta have like a comedy podcast, like where somebody makes a really good joke and you're like, yeah, son.
He's just in the background like, I like that one. like where'd you come from?
That's the move. This is a corner of the market that has not yet been explored.
That's what I'm saying. So I brought something, though.
Okay, came strapped.
Okay? Because you sent me something this morning.
Yes? I did. I was going to ask if you got it.
And I did. Okay? I grabbed it. And I started just rapping, okay?
All right.
I looked at the time. I said, bro, it's like 6 o'clock. I said, I think it was like 6:15. I said, damn, I got an hour and 45 minutes. That's enough time for me to go crazy, right?
Okay.
So I popped it right open, and I was like, we about to go crazy on this joint, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so should I send it to you? Or should I go live with it on Discord? How should I show the people this amazing project?
You recorded a wave check?
I recorded a wave check about an hour ago. I finished my wave check.
Go live with it on Discord, and then I'll drop the audio in the episode.
All right, hold on. Let me see. This thing right here, I like this one. This one's kind of fun. All right, let me see.
So this is an ugly beat that I sent you this morning. Because
yes,
I couldn't sleep last night, so I was just like making moves in Ableton.
I think I gotta let these people know. All right, for those who don't know, a wave check is, right, I'm in the Mirror Blackwell server, I do a thing called the wave check, where I go live in Discord, and I just punch in a freestyle. On the ugliest beat I can find, I just punch it in, like one line at a time, nothing's written down. One line at a time, I just go off the top of my head, bar after bar after bar after bar after bar, until the song is done. Okay?
Mirror, one time, what is the title of this wave check?
This one is called, let me see. This is called Listen to My Song, Irene.
Listen to My Song, Irene.
Yes.
And then I'm incriminated because it's got the produced by Freeze.
Now listen, okay. This one, shout out to Irene Stargirl. Good buddy of mine, good friend of mine. But look, okay. This one is called Listen to My Song, Irene. I'll play it first, and then I'll let you know where I dropped the line, okay?
Okay.
Prod Free, shout out to that guy Free. He made the beat for me.
I forgot how hard this beat goes.
This beat is actually insane. This beat is wild.
Schwabody is going lazy.
I just got a plate full of chicken. Niggas really mad cause I be empty women. Shorty got wet, I was swimming. I be in the field, tilling. Image, bark attack, how I be building. Image, fire in my hand, feeling bitten. No, I'm not British, but broad, I'm in it. Shorty wet, she's in my maid for a minute. He died from the biscuit.
Uh-huh.
Popeye, I'm going up the spinach. Popeye, fresh room frigid. Popeye, gave me her digits. Cause we locked eyes. Paul set me up with that Sophia pose. That's not my fetish, but I know I'm trying to see some toes. Whole gang finna eat nematode. I can name a single fucking day I'm not on demon mode. I'ma say Irene name, she can listen to my track. I use no hands when I hit it from the back. Wait, no, Irene not the one I'm hitting from the back. Shorty eat me up, they think the kid is just a snack. Time for the mere Blackwellisms. I got pistols, and I got
pop like a pimple. Dent your face dimple. I like tall girls. I'm gonna keep it simple.
Okay. Okay. So this song is called. It's called. So all the Wave Checks have like silly names, right? They have silly names to do with the song. So this one is called "Listen to My Song, Irene." Because the other day, Irene pulled up to the call, and they were like, "Hey, play that one verse where you shouted out Irene." Right? So I have another verse that I did for another song, a redacted song. I can't talk about that song yet. Just know, anything tight beats, if you're watching this podcast, anything tight beats, I'm going to be at your house if you do not sell this beat to Game Boy Jones. Okay? Just know I'm staring intently at you, anything tight beats. You can't see me because this is an audio podcast, but I'm looking at you, anything tight beats.
Maybe I'll drop in a JPEG.
Yeah. So... she hit me up, right? So we were listening. They was like, "Hey, everyone." They was like, "Yo, play the one freestyle." So I played it. I played the little freestyle I did, and when I was done, they played the Breton freestyle too, and he did one, right? And they were like, "Bruh," She was like, "Bro, you guys should send me the songs that you said my name in." She's like, "You know, the ones you mentioned me, you should send them to me." So when I made this one, I made sure to shout her out. So I have a reason to show her my wave check. I don't know if I'm actually going to show her the wave check. I keep them kind of hitting in my server.
Uh-huh.
Only a few people. But they well, get plays, though.
It's going to be in the episode, so that'll be...
Does she consistently watch this?
I don't know how far behind she is. I mean, she's been on the show, and I know she listens sometimes.
Oh, no, bro. Hey, Irene. Look, Irene. I just want to tell you, Irene, I think you're a really kind individual. You look like you take care of yourself. Don't cancel me on Twitter for this. I didn't mean anything I said. Anything that was said in this song, I didn't mean it. It's not about you, bro. I just do it for the views, bro. It's just for the streams. I swear, bro.
It was surprisingly respectful. I noticed.
Yeah, listen, bro. I'm not coming in here. I'm not gonna catch myself lacking. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, Freeze. I just hit 1K. I'm not trying to get canceled, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta make a move forward and not get control Z'd. I get you.
That's what I'm saying. So, all right. So, we out here, though. We lit. I'm turned. I love doing wave checks, though. They're really fun. Like, as an artist, because I understand that everyone has, like, free time all the time. But, like, as an artist, if you have, like, a moment to, like, I got time to record, but I don't got anything written, I just like to get in there, just to freestyle, get the juices flowing, get me pumped up. It not only keeps me, like, rapping, but it kind of amps my day up. Like, if my day is low, I'm like I just wake up. So, like, I'm you know, you don't wake up in the best moods. But, you know, I shower, stretch a little bit, and it's like, wow, I did this verse. Now I have something to laugh about all day because I said some out-of-pocket shit about Irene in the song.
Yeah, I said this in your server, but I'm like so heavily considering trying to do one of these.
Bro, you got to.
Like, it's so addictive, just the idea of it. And I've never
this is
like,
so fun.
I think one of my problems definitely is that I typically do, you know, one song a week plus features, which means like I'm not even rapping every day. And it seems like when I record, I feel dusty. So I tried to fix that. Like off and on, I try to fix that by like freestyling a bit. And like I've done like a couple of those on Twitch. I think like one or two of my streams I like opened up, but they're just like freestyling over some like anabolic beats. I think.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like doing it to keep me like I definitely like doing it to keep me on my toes. Cause like some mornings, like I wake up and I'm like, well, I don't gotta be at work until 2:00, and it's, you know, it's 10:30, like. I don't have enough time to sit here and completely write a song, but I have enough time that I can pop open Audacity on this beat Free sent me, and, you know, and I might here possibly have a Wave Check EP coming out. Don't
I
think
hope
on
so.
It, but there might be some things in the works.
And I gotta say, like, it's very like symbiotic with you doing the Wave Checks, and now I've produced three of them. And
yes,
like,
sir.
Because I'm trying to produce more and like get used to, you know, because like I'm definitely only producing one beat a week usually.
Right.
But like with these wave check things, I feel like it allows me to just try stuff out and not take myself so seriously, which I think is like the same thing you do when recording them.
That's what I'm saying. Because as I've gotten more followers, I've cut back on being as goofy on my channel. Like back in 2019, I dropped any song I make, right? No matter how off the walls, no matter how goofy it is,
yeah.
If I make it, I drop it. Well, 2020 rolled around, I'm like, well, if I'm actually trying to garner a fan base, I might want to clean up my act a little bit. Now, 2021's here, and it's like, well, I actually might have eyes on me. So I might want to watch out on what I'm saying in every song. But yeah. This is like, bruh, the most, it's hilarious, but like the most viewed one is the first one you produced, There in the Living Room. That has 64 plays on my SoundCloud. Now, it's probably like 16 people have listened to it, but they've just all listened to it multiple times.
It's addictive.
When you compare that to like a song like Slimy, which is at 2K on YouTube, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want someone listening to me saying, Freeze on the beat, Freeze on the beat, he got hairy balls and got fleas on his meat. 2,000 times. I don't want someone to hear that 2,000 times. That's not, doesn't bode well for my character for me to say things like that. But it's funny. It's hilarious. I'm allowed to be a comedian on these tracks. I'm allowed to be more in touch with my silly side when I get the wave check in.
Yeah. It's better to have demon hours than to be a full-time demon.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I have to turn it off for the fans. I got some children on the YouTube. They don't need to hear that I'm a demon. They don't need to know about that.
I think it's definitely part of the charm for like people who are mere Blackwell fans and really want to like, you know, get in your like server and like really sort of like do fan type stuff as opposed to just like casual listening. I think it's a nice like, it's almost like, it's like you're like a real one if you know the wave checks. It's
like and they love it, bro. Yeah. Anytime someone hops in the server, youngster be like, "Hey, you should go grab that roll and get in there on them wave checks, bro." Every time, and it's like, bro, them niggas press me. They be like, it's been a week. Where you been there? Like my fault. I've been busy this week. I had a busy week. It's not my. I didn't mean to cut y'all out, bro. I just was busy this week. And bro, these guys, bro, like. Like, the overwhelming love that I be getting on the wave check, that's why I really like doing them. Because I like doing them for myself, but then when the people start actually positively responding, it's like, bro, my little community kind of fucks with my shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they should kind of be popping.
Yeah, it's, I really love, like, I don't know, like, I think, like, your server and Brayton's server and Shawbody's server have kind of become, like, my home on Discord.
Yeah. See, you only go into my server for the wave checks, but Breton's server, cause that's where I'm always in Breton's server.
Oh, yeah.
Breton's server, that shit is just the home.
Breton's VC is the place.
All day long. We just always in there. There's always someone around just chilling.
Yeah. Like,
doing nothing.
It's crazy. Like, any time of the day or night, like, I check it and there's people in there.
Yeah. There's always someone to talk to. You just want someone to hang with so you don't, you know, the silence of the day doesn't kill you. Just pull up. You know, sometimes we have in super loud conversations. Sometimes we're all muted making music. And it's just like, it's like the fact that we just all coexist in a brotherhood or a sisterhood, because we do have a couple females that pull up. It's definitely a community. We've always been like this. Like, I don't know, because we recently just got into the nerdcore, but we've always been like very heavy into VCs. Like, when I first got on Discord, at 2018, niggas was VCing all the time. When I got into the nerdcore scene, I was a little bit confused because I didn't see as many VCs. Like you don't see Rustage around a lot. You don't see DPS barely understands how to work Discord. We be having to look. I'm trying to tell you, every time DPS get in the call, no lie, he gets in the call, right? This is how it go. He gets in. Everybody's like, yo, DPS, hey man, how you doing, DPS? How you doing, bro? DPS, you doing? You good? Did you have a new song coming along? Where DPS at? Why he not saying nothing? About 10-15 minutes go by. Hello? I had to get my microphone working. That's all you're doing, make music. How your microphone never working? You can never, you just never can just walk in and start talking DBS. He be over there trying to, he gotta plug everything in. You know he got the Dr. Dre set up in there. So he be having to, boot everything up. He gotta boot up all the hardware. His 17 interfaces are off. He ain't got the bass turned up on his speakers. Like, bro, what's happening, DPS? You tell him you getting the woof for music, but you can't hop in the booth to talk to your homies. You don't understand how to work Discord. Tragedy.
I mean, listen, you can't say the process doesn't work, though.
It does. I mean... it does. But I'd be like, bro, DPS is no way you sat in here for 30 minutes trying to get your microphone.
It's just surprisingly on brand that, like, somebody that meticulous about how he produces stuff, like, also takes the same amount of time just to get into a Discord
call. That's what I'm saying. It takes them 2 days to mix a song. Well, it takes them about the same length to get into this call. Hey, this guy's over there mixing his vocals before he jumps in the call. He's like, I'm going to come in here with some reverb on me. Like, no, you're not. You're not going to compress yourself. You're not going to compress your vocals into this call.
One day we're gonna hear DPS without any of the hardware, with just a regular, like, iPhone mic, no processing, and he's gonna sound completely different. He's gonna sound like Michael Cera.
Yeah, he's dropping. Like, hello? Who that? Who that? I don't even know him. It's insane.
Did you hear his Promised Neverland song?
I have not gotten the run of hearing that one yet. I heard the last thing he dropped. The Vinland Saga. I heard that song. But I haven't to the Promised Neverland.
Both the Vinland Saga and the Promised Neverland are just like crazy. Like, he normally goes crazy, but these are like cinematic.
Yeah, he's been going bonkers. But you know who else was going bonkers this week?
Who else?
Torn hands, powering in the morning, we be getting orphan. That shit was, let's go. Say, yo, I was like, torn hands, that shit crazy. That hook was wild. I said, he's smoothing. There's no way he's just smoothing on the beat like that.
No, I'm trying.
Bro, I'm trying to go crazy, bro. When you gonna hit me up for a song, bro?
As soon as I produce a beat that isn't for a wave check, it's actually long enough, like...
I got you.
Actually, what it is I keep making beats that are like perfect for you, and then I realize I can't do anything on them. I just send them to you for wave checks.
We gotta find a middle ground where I can just pop off and you can pop off, and then we both just pop off together. Bro,
yeah.
I popped off from the Thunderman beat, and that shit was real down.
I had to bring it down
because I didn't want to bring you to my mirror Black Mold 11. I was like, I don't want to get Freeze on here and I start screaming at him. I don't want that to happen. I said, so we're gonna start this nice and easy. We're gonna play this, bro. And that beat, it was a custom beat that this nigga Juan made, bro. I don't know if I can call it a custom. It's more of like an exclusive because he just made it in call and was like, hey, I've been trying to get a beat from this guy Juan for a year straight. I've been trying to get a beat from him, right? Uh-huh. I've been trying to get a beat from him and then a verse from Dahlia and then make an actual song, okay? So, this guy pops up in the car. I haven't seen him in so long. And I'm like, Juan? Bro, I said, Juan, last time I talked to you, you said you had beats for me and never sent me a beat. He said, hey, bro, all those beats, I had to scrap them. I got some new stuff that I've been working. He started showing me some people he was working with. I was like, okay, all right, Juan. Then we all sitting in call, me, him, and Breton, and then he just starts making a beat. And he gets to the end of the beat, and he like, yo, either do I want this joint? And then I'm like, shit, let me listen to it. I'm like, oh, this smooth. This is a schmoovin' beat. So I hopped on that joint, and I kind of popped and locked a little bit. And once I got done that joint, I was like, all right, go ahead, Priest. Priest on the beat. Priest on the beat.
Bro, you gotta make that tag. I get so happy every time I hear Priest on the beat.
That's what I'm saying. That gotta be a next tag, Priest on the beat.
Priest on the beat. I think, yeah, if you isolate that and send it to me, I'm gonna start putting it in my beats.
I got you, bro. See, every time you send me a beat, there's a different tag on it.
I think the first one didn't have a tag. The second one, I just said, this is a producer tag.
I And the third tag. It's another guy.
This one, I put a fake Schwabity tag on it.
That's insane. Bro, and it's insane because I believe Schwabity produced the last Wave Check.
Yeah, he did, right?
Yes, I got the beef from the Bear Man, Prod Schwabity. Bro, look at these titles, bro. Alright, this one, the official title of this one is Mayor Blackwell, Breeden Boy Type B, Prod Ham Sandwich. That's the entire title of the song. Like, you have to say the entire thing. The other ones are just called, like, this one is just called O for Two. But you have to say Mayor Blackwell in this one to fit the charm of the song. It's called the Mayor Blackwell, Breeden Boy Type B, Prod Ham Sandwich. Like, that's how you call it. This is how I title my song, Purpose. I thought to myself, I said, how can I make this title the most obnoxious thing possible? I said, I'll just throw all three of our names into the title just to make it obnoxious. That was the first Wave Check. That one had the greatest line. I told Schwab to say the N-word, and he didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
That shit was hard. That was insane. Over 2 got the title because those two beats were both tragic to me. The real one type beat was just so boring. It wasn't bad. It just doesn't... nothing happens. Over 2 beat was fucking abysmal. That shit was ugly. Then we had Dead in the Living Room, which I just named it. I didn't know what to name it, so I just named that the last line that I said. Talk going to gang, I leave him dead in the living room. And you got hit the...
Oh, yeah.
I like the cut G. Then we have Asterix hasn't seen Avatar because Asterix has not seen Avatar. That's tragic. And I mentioned it in the song. It's just sad. It's a sad reality that we live in where people can just walk around, not have seen Avatar, and just believe that's the okay way to live. Like,
yeah.
I think there's some lifestyle choices that you got to kind of reevaluate when it comes to, like, you know, not having seen Avatar. Like, because then it's like, what have you done with your life if you haven't seen Avatar? Like, there's so many things you could, what are you playing hopscotch? Like, there's not many things I will put over, like, watching Avatar. Like,
I mean, what are you supposed to tell somebody when they're going through it? If you don't tell them that's rough, buddy, like, what? How are you supposed to comfort anybody?
That's what I'm saying. And they just, like, and Asterix told me that they have not seen Avatar. I'm going to try to keep this the most ambiguous as I can keep it. But when they told me they haven't seen Avatar, I almost cried a little bit.
Wow.
This is when you play the sad music. Look,
yeah, because I famously play background music in this show.
Bro, you play the song on the tiniest violin.
I'm just gonna play the Wave Check again under this.
Yeah, you can do that. Shout out Irene. Maybe if I say her name enough, I'll get some buzz off of her. I'll get this still her clout. I just gotta keep mentioning. Bro, I had to stop mentioning the other person. You know, I'm not going to say who, but I made an executive decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes, listen, so you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah. But look, certain people, I'm okay with saying their name on the podcast. But certain people, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out Breeden Boy. Uh-huh. That's my guy. I can say his name. And shout out Freeze. He's also my guy. I can say that
I try not to say his name on the podcast.
Shout out the Bear Man.
I don't want him stealing my clout.
You don't want Freeze to steal your clout? Oh, I said his name again. It's like Lord Voldemort. I'm going to say his name so many times. He's going to pull up on me.
I've been trying to decide if I should keep... So whenever I say my Twitch handle, because it has all those E's in it, I always say Freeze so that people know that that's what I mean. Because it's got 6 E's in the middle.
Right.
I've been thinking about just saying it like Freeze and then saying there's 6 E's in the middle.
It's Freeze, but with 6 E's in it.
Yeah.
Is it 6 E's in total or just 6 E's in the middle?
6 E's in the middle and then another one after the C.
Okay. This is. I'm glad we got this out. Like, I don't want to start subbing to the wrong Freeze on Twitch. Right. You know there's probably a Freeze with 5 E's.
There's a Freeze. It would be incredibly easy to make a fake profile for me.
That's what I'm saying. Twitch. You just be Freeze with one less or one more E. I say you do one less E, so your name comes up first in the search bar. You see what I'm saying?
That's smart. There's a Freeze spelled the regular way on Twitch, and I don't remember if that's me and I made it a long time ago, or if it's just somebody else. Like, there's no profile picture with it. I sent him a message and they never responded.
He never came back. Oh no! Nah. This guy is just anything type beats all over again. I hate
which makes
people.
Me think it's me.
It might be.
but from like an account that I don't remember.
Just gotta run down on yourself. Just be like, start using all your old emails from 5 years ago. Like, maybe
I
one
am
of these...
about to catch the fade for myself.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes,
bro,
you know it's like that meme with like the okay. It's like the trust no one, not even yourself meme. You know, with like the gun to the back of my head.
Yeah, just the entire it was freeze the entire time. It's always has been. It's always has been. Like, yo, no way. There's just no way. It's just no way the guy I thought I could trust the most turned his back on me. I thought I could believe in myself. Couldn't believe that guy. Tragedy.
There's got to be like another meme in here where it's like you're looking in the mirror and then like your reflection like turns its back on you.
That guy, he just does his back to you like,
he walks away.
Like, why would you do that to me? I needed you.
This All right, so you I cut guy. You off like twice.
I was just going to say, remember how earlier we were talking about the wave checks and how everyone in my server like usually tunes in? I just got added in a tweet. That says, at Mir Blackwell, gotta be the most funniest motherfucker I know. Which I know this is regards to the what's the name? This is 100% in the regards to the wave chick that I just dropped. I can guarantee you, it's not, because I haven't said anything to anyone. I've been in here. There's no way I'm being funny. I'm just on the podcast. I'm not being funny right now. Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Caught the vibes from... Bro, they just knew this was happening.
That's what I'm saying. And anytime they see Freeze made the beat, they get excited, bro. Apparently, they already know what's... Listen, they don't even know what's about to come, bro. They're not ready, bro. The wave checks are hilarious, bro. Like...
They're a beloved part of internet subculture.
Eventually, I'm going to get my server big enough that, like, I'm going to have, like, 100 people tune in.
It's going to be an event.
I'm gonna have like 500 people in my server, all just waiting for the drop.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Bro, see when I started the wave checks, they were just like, you know, it was like I was like, here we go, here's just like two people listening to these joints. But then I was like, I started actually like letting people in the server, and now I'm like, hey, you might want to grab this roll. I'm kind of cooking over here. you know what else they like, bro? They like when I record in the VC with them. Like them niggas are like half of them I do in my VC and then half of them I do in Breton VC. But the guys in my server, when I pop in there and I tag the role, have a scientist role, then when I hit the lab is in the booth. You go in the booth, you hit the lab, it go crazy. Okay? I pop in that bitch, them niggas be fucking 3-4 niggas just watching me record. Watching me come up with bullshit off the top of the head. Like I don't know I don't even know what to even say. But I have no idea how to start any of these wave checks. Like, bro, if I'm not in VC, I probably would have no material to fucking rap about. Like, everything I be saying, I just, like... Bro, the one... let me see. I can... Bro, this one... Where is it at? He was in VC, but in class. So the first bar was, while Marty in VC, but he in class. Like, like, when I tell you this stuff is just literally just whatever happens off the day, or whatever's on my mind, or... Like, this one...
I'm in the booth with a bowl of cereal. I got some cat and crunch.
Bro, lie to you not. Now, I'm gonna let you in on lore. I haven't told anyone this. But that day I was in the booth, I didn't have cat and crunch.
What?
I misspoke when I hit the record button. But cat and crunch rhymed too well with my next bar.
What was the cereal?
I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, okay.
But
understandable.
Bro, I've been holding this in. Like, this has been a secret I've been holding in.
This is gonna be the thumbnail.
I've been holding
Blackwell lie exposed.
I've been holding this secret in for weeks at this point. I haven't had cat and crunch in fucking months, bro.
This is gonna ruin your career.
Like, I just I'll be fine. But what about the fans? How am I gonna break it to them? I didn't have Captain Crunch that day. I had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like I'm supposed to hold myself to be a respectable artist. And I can't even be honest in my music. Honest to my fans.
Are we recording? Are we getting this? Are we getting this? Like, I'm asking my producer. Are we getting this?
This is crazy. And
keep
I'm just hurt.
Keep rolling.
I'm just hurt because I understand that people look at me as a role model. And if your right. role model is a liar, that it only pans you to be the liar next. Because you're following a guy.
What does it say? Yeah, what does it say?
I'm do-rag making waves, but the sea lies.
Mere Blackwell, more like mentira Blackwell. You
that's
know what
I'm
mean?
Saying.
The Spanish for lie.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, bro. This is what I did to the people. No, but another note, I did have Cap'n Crunch today. I had the peanut butter ones, though. I ain't have the regular ones.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've had the peanut butter ones.
The peanut butter ones might be the best ones.
Cap'n Crunch is definitely my guy, for sure.
That's a G. He's a triple OG. Yeah. He just be chilling. He had his head on his head. He just be like, hey.
Hey, friends. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. This is the end of part one of the Rec Reads Club episode 24 featuring Mere Blackwell. We had way too much fun recording, and we ended up recording an episode that was like an hour and 10. And I specifically said that like episodes were going to be shorter now, so that I'd have like enough time to work on songs and stuff and stream and whatnot. So part two of this episode is going to go up next week. It's just as much fun as part one. So be sure to catch that next week. In the meantime, go ahead and subscribe to Mere Blackwell's channel. Find him on Twitter, SoundCloud, etc. His stuff will be linked down in the description, so be sure to check that out. Subscribe to my main channel, Freest, FREECED, for all my music and stuff. New song every Saturday. Subscribe to this channel, Fneest, F2CED, for more episodes of The Breakfast Club, reactions, pretty much anything that isn't a song. Occasionally, some lo-fi beats and whatnot. Really anything that I feel like posting here that doesn't fit on the main channel. Twitter at me, Freest. Instagram at Freest Raps. TikTok at Freest. That's kind of new. What else? Did I say twitch.tv/Freest yet? That's FREECED. 6 E's in the middle. Super duper easy to remember. The best way to remember it is to click the link in the description, which is also where you can find my Discord server. Anything else? Oh! This is very important. I now have shirts and a hoodie in the shop. So if you want a Freest t-shirt or a Freest hoodie, I have them. So link in the description. It's a really cool design that my best friend Caffeine made. So yeah, big props. Big props to Caffeine for that. Okay. All right. Maybe a good vibe and a rhyme because... We don't have a proper end of this episode this week. So, a good vibe for this week is playing new games with friends. I feel like I'm like afraid to try new games, and but you know whenever I actually do get around to like starting to learn a new game and playing with friends, it's really cool. And so this week I've been starting to learn Apex Legends, which is terrifying, and I've been getting back into Valorant a little bit, so that's cool too. And fortunately, I'm playing with people who are very, very patient. So that's nice. The rhyme of the week. In the comments, go ahead and try and rhyme paleontologist. So, like, that's probably a tough one. But, like, paleontologist. So, like, Walter White on that hustle gotta pay the oncologist. Something like that. I feel like an ologist word is kind of cheating, but there you go. All right, take care, love ya. I've been Freest. This has been the Breakfast Club with Mere Blackwell, part two next week. Take care.
Yeah, look, I put him in the box, blew off his top, Captain Crunch. No, that's pause worthy. No. that was, bro, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? So look, right? So look, I have this thing, right? Where it's like, if you're like a rapper who like is homosexual, like, mm-hmm. and you make homosexual bars, it's like, yeah. it's like, girl, you killing it, you doing your thing, if you got clever punchlines, it's fire. But it's funny when a rapper who is not homosexual says a line that is, that's like, bro, you just kind of botched yourself up, you feel me? Like, it's like, it's like you didn't mean to say that. It's like when you just misspoke on the track by accident, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's not funny if a gay guy says, hey, I'm gonna go fuck your nigga. It's like, yeah, that's your Tuesday. Like, I know. I understand what happened to you. But Joe Schmo over there, who wants to rap about fucking bitches, just told me he was going to put a stick in my bum. And I'm just like, why did you say that? You feel me? I don't know. That's just my rule of the matter. Yeah. You can be as gay as you want on the song. Just don't be gay by accident. like know your intention when you write bars. Like, just like gay people, don't be straight on accident, bro. If you're a gay guy, you'd be like, I just pulled your bitch. No, you just fucked the game up, bro. You just played the whole game incorrectly. I don't know. I'm just bullshit.
Feel that. It's the accidental stuff for sure.
It's hilarious.
A prime example is like Breton saying he would see Schwabity in 5 minutes after
that's
Schwabity
said hilarious
because
he didn't
like, that's,
mean it.
That's exactly.
I yelled at someone. I'm not gonna lie, Freeze. I yelled at someone in Breton's Twitch chat for bringing that up. We were in the chat. We were writing the Cosmo song, and then someone pulled up with a 5 minutes joke, and I was like, "Bro, there's no way you're still making a 'I'll be here in 5 minutes' joke." Like I said, bro, there's been so many more Breton moments since that day. There's no way you're still. But there were moments in that stream to laugh at. You're bringing up 5 minute jokes. Come on, bro.
I will stop making 5 minute jokes when I stop laughing at them.
Facts, I understand, but I think it's hilarious though when people pull up to the chat. I'm just like, bro, there's no way you're pulling up. Like, how long have you been holding this joking, bro? Like, you been home all day. Like, can't wait till Breton boy to stream. I'm a guy that rolls anger for this guy. I'm gonna get him. Pow.
Yeah. Like, if you pulled that in a rap battle or something, it'd be like, okay.
Like that was your go to. Peso pulls up and it's like, man, all I need is 5 minutes in the ring. I have him sleep with Schwabity. Like, no, bro. You don't need to say all that. Like, why would you? Like, that wasn't cool. That wasn't hip. Don't pull up to the battles like that, man. Pull up straight for war.
The one thing I'm trying to do in these rap battles is to be a real hip cat. I've said that from the beginning. I will keep saying that. Just trying to be a real groovy tubular guy.
You gotta be. You gotta be real smooth. I kind of want to get in there. I kind of want to get in the ring. I've been working, though. I work all Sundays. But I kind of want to step in the ring and knock somebody's head off. Because I've been... My house is open to the competition. I'll be seeing some of these moves. Some of these guys, I don't know if they can really... You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I'm not saying y'all not good. Y'all are great artists. Thank you. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for the content. When I step in the ring, I might take a couple people's heads off. I don't know, though. I ain't write a battle rap in a minute, so don't hold me to it. Last time I wrote a battle rap, I don't know if you know Token Me, but I battled Token Me.
Oh, yeah, I know Token Me. He was on the Haikyuu Cypher.
Yes, sir. And I know him for like a year and a half, maybe. And we battled in Dizzy Yates Battle League, a battle tournament. We battled in the first round, and I beat him. You know, he put up a strong effort, a valiant effort, especially because he was a substitute. I don't know if he freestyled that whole shit or he just had shit written, like, but that shit was cool. And he was, you know what I'm saying, he was in his Duffy. Like, it was such a close battle, we had to take it to Twitter, but then we took it to Twitter and Twitter voted him out of here. I was like, God damn. I was like, hey, man, that's how the cookie crumbles, bro. You fought well, though. It was a great time. I like battling, like, but like, on a friendly type time. Like, yeah. I've even done diss tracks on a couple of my friends, and it's like, bro, it's fun. When it's friend, homie violence, it's just fun. We just horsing around. What I don't like is when, like, battles get for real. Because then it's like, I'm not writing to have a good time. I'm writing to insult you and tear you down. Which I can do if you make me mad. I'm no stranger to diss tracks. I've written a few in my day. So I actually don't like someone I have no problem with that, but I wouldn't want to bring that into a fun battle league where we're all joking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when,
yeah, yeah.
When the highlight of every week is who is Peso Pete going to freestyle against. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to bring in actual beef.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, I feel that for sure. Like, it's been interesting seeing, like, who kind of comes to the BBBL with sort of, like, the... I think what I would say is, like, the wrong expectation that it's going to be, like, this savage thing where, like, real beef started.
Yeah. He was like, hey, man, I don't want to join because y'all don't seem like y'all ready to kill a man and raise IP down and now I can't pull up on him after the battle and shoot him. No!
Like, bro, chill.
This is a battle league ran by a British man with a beard as his PFP. What do you want from us, bro? This, you should have known what you was getting into, bro. This nigga look like the Care Bears out here, bro. We not here to cause harm.
No.
You don't gotta write down my IP. It's okay.
No.
We'll be fine. If you want, I'll even give you a free feature if you beat me. Like, y'all got it.
Yeah.
Speaking of features, I did a feature this weekend. Okay?
Okay.
I've been on the roll a little bit. I have a song coming with the Bear Man. I don't know how much of that I'm allowed to talk about. Hushy Hush, don't get me canceled by Schwabity. But while I was on the road knocking out features, I did a feature for this one guy. He has about like 40 subs on YouTube. But the sub count never really matters to me. It's all about quality of music.
Yeah, yeah.
So he hits me up. When he hit me up, my prices were still $10, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll do the song. It's a Pokemon song. He sends me the beat. Now, I have a song, right? It's a pasta beat. I don't know if y'all know about pasta beats, but me and Breton Boy kind of started a wave of everyone using ugly pasta beats, right?
Uh-huh.
So I have a song called Grand. It's on a pasta Pokemon type beat, okay? Mm-hmm. And I made it to celebrate when I hit 1K streams on my album. Right? And I made that song. It's a celebratory anthem. Woo! This is a hype song. We're lit. I'm just freestyling. This is high energy. I'm having a great time. I'm happy. Right? But there's another pasta Pokemon beat that I did not rap on. And I was like, I don't want to rap on this one. This one's kind of crummy. Uh-huh. This guy, he sent me the other one. I said, there's no way he sent me this. So I'm like, okay, it's whatever. They sent me the money, I'll spaz out, right? And I write the 16, right? I write a 16, because that's what you usually pay someone for a verse. You pay for 16 bars.
Yeah.
I look at the timestamp. I wrap my verse over. I'm said, bro, this is about halfway through my timestamp. Something's not right here. I said, I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing here. These are 16 Pokemon bars from a guy who can barely put together 8 Pokemon bars, but I put together 16 in about an hour and a half for this guy. And I'm like, fuck. I need 32. And I'm like, this gotta go on the back burner. I lied to you not, bro. I put that song on the back because I was gassed. I was like, I wrote 16 Pokemon bars. I don't even play Pokemon. I tried to come up with some decent lines. I had a couple lines that were kind of cool. I was like, fine. Then I'm like, fuck it. I can't keep this guy waiting forever. So this weekend, I record my 16 bars and I just say, fuck it, I'm freestyling the rest of this shit. I'm about to go crazy. So I just start punching it in one bar at a time. I'm like, we're going to keep punching this in until we get to 32. Bro, I got to the end, sent it to him, said, how you like this? He goes, fire, bro. I'm like, all right, perfect. Happy customer, perfect. He texted me today. He goes, hey, man, send me your lyrics when you get a chance. I said, there's no way. It's just sitting there. I don't want to open the DM, and so I'm actually ready to deal with the kind of problem I have at hand. The problem that I have at hand is I have fucking 16 unwritten bars. So now I am very bad at writing lyrics, okay? Now I'm not bad at coming up with lyrics. Like, I come up with some pretty cool lyrics sometimes, but I'm bad at getting them from my head correctly typed onto the paper. Okay, now I can get it from my head to the microphone, but there's a step in between that I struggle with. Okay, so I like to call my writing my writing are just kind of like checkpoints. Now this might have 10 out of the 12 words that I say in this bar might be typed up, okay? But just know I'm not really reading it. When I hold the phone to my face, I'm looking at a couple words, and I kind of just kind of ad-lib the rest of it. You feel me? Like, like I have the bar typed out, but if I rap it completely differently, in my head, that's how I was planning to rap it the entire time. You feel me? Yeah. It just didn't hit the paper correctly. So this, like, you can, oh, bro, it's so bad. Like, you look at, like, Daigo. This typo was in my Daigo song. When I got the AMV from Jay, I just sent him what I had typed up, and he saved some of it, but some of it was unsavable because I'm tragic. But, you know, it's fun, though. It's a great time. Bro, it's absolutely fun. It's fun being Mayor Blackwell.
Sounds like fun. Okay, let's see. We're going a little bit long, so let me rush through, because we got to hit the would you rather and the will you press the buttons.
Okay.
Before we dip out of here. I decided, because I got tired of the normal sites, I decided to just go to the most, like, busted, janky sites to find the most busted, janky questions.
Okay.
All right, so you want to do a would you rather or will you press a button first?
I'll start with the would you rather.
Okay.
You can start.
All right. Here's the busted question. It says, would you rather kiss a random stranger on the mouth or use a family member's toothbrush?
Okay. Now, I feel like this one is kind of a, like, I feel like I'd rather do the family member's tooth. It depends. There's a couple family members that do a couple things, and like, I don't know what you get into once it becomes like 10 p.m. It might get a little scary out here, and I don't want to have that in my mouth, because you had that in your mouth, and I know what you had in your mouth at 11:30. It's not, I don't want to be a part of that at all. I just want you to know this is kind of disgusting. But I'd rather do that because I'd rather do that because at least I know this family, so I can probably, you know, trace where they've been, you know. I don't see my family member licking any doorknobs, so I'll be okay. Now, a random stranger, I don't know what you just had for breakfast.
I feel like I should qualify this. Like, we'll say if there wasn't a pandemic on. I feel like that matters a lot.
I don't even like random strangers brushing my shoulder though. Like, you want me to put my lips on? How bad is she though? Or is it a he? It's a random. I'm just walking down the block and it's like, eeny, meeny, miny, that guy.
Yep.
This is strange.
I feel like I have an advantage.
Yeah, what if I'm walking through and I see like Anthony DeVito and I'm just like, mwah. Like, that's tragic. I don't want to go out like that. I don't want to go out tragic, bro. Now, but what if I'm walking and it's like, bro, here's like, I don't know, Jessica Alba sunbathing in a supernova. I'm right on it. You feel me? Eeny, meeny, miny, oh shit. Merry Christmas.
That's the thing. You don't know who it's going to be.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking the chance with my own family before I take a chance with a stranger. That's my choice. Locked in, Phil.
I'm going to go the other way. Assuming that it's like somebody who's not a minor. I feel because that I think we got to rule that out. Assuming there's no like there's no minors and there's no pandemic, yeah, I'll take that. But again, I feel like I have an advantage in this one.
Bro, there's some strange cats out here in these streets, bro. I've just seen some strange people in my neighborhood that I wouldn't want to see again. It's some damn bad people, some tragic people. Some people I've seen out here lie about the cereal they eat in the morning.
I mean, you wouldn't do that, would you?
I would never.
Yeah.
I love my fans. I love you, fans. Wow. Now, all my fans, if y'all not in the comment section smooching me back, y'all fake. Tragedy.
Heard it.
You're a minor, don't smooch me back, bro.
If you're a minor, just kind of like just a little high five in the comments.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
Here's the way you press the button. That's okay. As busted, no, more busted than the would you rather.
Okay.
It says, own the pet of your choice, but they attack you 10 times a day. And the word attack is spelled wrong.
The word attack is spelled wrong?
Yeah. It's like A-T-T-A-K, attack.
Now, see, since attack is spelled wrong, I can take it that this guy was attacked while typing this up by his dream pet.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. so, So if his tech, his pet is attacking him so much that he can't get out typing this push the button, it might be a hard time for him, right?
Yeah.
Now hear me out, right? Now you say you get the pet of your choice. Now what if I pick that nigga Corn from Dragon Ball, right? But he attacked me 10 times a day, but like, I'm gonna come out this bitch strong as shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
He got Ultra Divine Warder when he got Ultra Divine Warder and Senzu Beans. Now everybody probably gonna be like, you pick Corrin, but Beerus is a cat too. No, nigga, we don't. Beerus is not a pet. He's a god. Corrin, you can make Corrin your pet. He a straight cat. He just live in a tower. He just jumps around. He ain't even got a bedroom. You feel me? I can bring him in, get him one of those leashes that get the fleas away. Get one of those, John. Mm-hmm. Now I got a training partner in Senzu Beans. Does Beerus have Senzu Beans? No, nigga. You gonna get Beerus, no all he gonna that. Do is sleep. He going, bro, imagine a nigga attack you 10 times a day, but all 10 times that he attacks you, he's sleeping. So you don't even get him, like, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna pet him after we done rumbling. No, he nigga sleep. If you touch him while he's sleeping, he gonna rumble you 11 times a day. You should've been... I'm pressing a button, bro. I'm getting my nigga Corrin in here.
I think I'd go the same way. It'd be for a training arc. I'd be so strong by the end of it.
You get like,
I'd put like the leg weights on too.
You get like Gamma Boomta in the crib. It's like, yo, I'm about to be a sage. What's happening? Like,
I mean, the thing is, like, it has to be a pet that's like either you just have to commit to like doing this forever, or it has to be a pet that has like a lifespan to where this isn't your full time.
Listen, this is
10
what
times
you do.
A day. I mean,
this is what you do. You leave
a lot of
the
time
house
in between.
You leave the house for 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
So now he only has a 16-hour window to attack you. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Then you assume I would assume that my pet is respecting my good night's rest, so I can be energized in the morning. Okay. So I give myself 8 more hours. I'm a lie and say I actually sleep for 8 hours. It's more like 8 minutes, but we're gonna say 8 hours I sleep. So now he has an 8-hour window to attack me 10 times. So now this is a condensed 8-hour training regimen where for 8 hours straight. Have you seen Dragon Ball Super?
I've not seen any Dragon Ball.
Okay. All right. Here I'm a light spoilers.
All right.
There's one episode where there's one episode when Goku is walking around town running errands, but the entire time his eyes is closed, right? He just entire time full focus. He's eyes closed. He's not really paying attention to what's around him, but he's like trying to fix. He knows something's coming. You feel me? Like he's not worried about the immediate around him. He's thinking someone's coming. Someone's out there, and he's focused. Right? He's 100% drilled in. He's like, bro, I know this shit coming. I know it's coming. Okay, and then Hit pops up. Hit finally pops up. Goku been waiting for this nigga all day. He finally pops up. Boom. One shot, Goku's done. He beats him one hit. one hit, he ends the fight. The fight's over. Goku spent all day for this. But that's what you gotta be like. But you can't get ousted in one hit, though. You get ousted in one hit by your pet, you're a weakling. Because that means you get 9 free attacks while you laid out. Like, now you're done. Yeah. You can't even defend yourself. He gonna send you in the coma, bro. It's tragic. It's a tragic way to live.
You wanna know how many people have weak spirits?
How many people have weak spirits?
All right, so 510 people did not press this button, and 226 pressed.
Bro, 500 people didn't press the button?
Yeah.
These niggas will never have their training arc. How you going to make it to the lookout, bro? How you going to talk to Kami if you ain't training, bro? What is happening, bro? Like, you trying to fight pain, but you ain't trying to talk to Gamma Boomta? Huh? How, Sway? How?
Houseway. this is the Breck Freest Club.
Oh, my fault. Can I do like a Soulja Boy? Drake! Pain! Like, I don't know. Look, you gotta do what a D, so you gotta. Pain! So it sounds like I'm actually getting far away. Yes, that wasn't a stunt. I actually got up and walked away.
Yeah, It's a good effect. Okay, let's put a let's put a bow on this one. Let's see. Good vibe for this week. Good vibe for this week. My good vibe for this week is ow. I just bumped my leg on the desk. That's not my good vibe. My good vibe for this week is probably like doing ciphers, because I'm working on it's like so many ciphers right now. It's like it's really cool to like get super into a show and like a character for just like a few weeks or whatever while I'm working on the Cypherverse.
Right.
I said this on Twitter, but like I always get like super attached to whatever character I do in a Cypher.
Right.
You like forever.
100%. You get engulfed with the character.
Yeah.
You are now this character.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I like that. I think since I did the verse for Rustage, I've been leaning into the slime guy. You know what I'm saying? I've been more Rimuru Tempest-esque. Like, I had the slimy song, and then I had a bar and a feature that I just did where I also mentioned Rimuru Tempest. And I feel like since then, I've been getting engulfed with the character. I've been like, yeah, you know, I identify as the guy who rapped as the slime in that one song. you know me because I have ample slime references now. Now, everywhere you go, everyone's going to see me with a slime bar.
Yeah. I felt much the same after I did the Haikyuu cypher as Tadashi, and like I just really wanted to do a Tadashi song after that, and I didn't do one. It was like my third Haikyuu song that I did, I think, but like I want to do another Tadashi song. I just don't know if that's like if that would go anywhere.
Just load them up, just keep loading them up.
I just love the characters so much.
All right, my good vibe for the week.
Upgrades.
I am upgrading. This my good vibe is in October, I upgraded from using Audacity to using FL to actually mix music. Wink, wink. Know how to get your mixing right, guys. But on February 6th, my new microphone and interface comes in. So
let's go.
Good vibes. We're getting our upgrade. We're going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Next time y'all hear me, next song I drop, not this song. I probably have two more songs to drop on the old mic. But when I'm done dropping songs to the old mic, this new mic... crispy.
It's gonna sound crisp.
Crispy, nigga.
Crispy like some biscuit. Captain Crunch.
I'm about to go crazy on y'all. I'm not actually ready for what's about to happen, dog. And I got my pop filter. You know how it be out here, man. I'm about to go insane.
Yeah, that's upgrades are always a good vibe. I've been like looking at mics for months now, trying to decide if it's worth upgrading yet.
I got the beer man to hook me up. So the beer man showed me this microphone. But after I booked this one, Peso Pete pulled up on me and was like, hey, your next mic upgrade, this right here. And he showed me. He sent me a link to the other microphone.
Is it the Aston one?
I don't know what this thing is. Let me see.
Like the Aston Spark, maybe?
Let me see.
I thought Peso had an Aston mic.
Well, yeah, I don't have the... He got something different than what he gave me. He said the one he showed me was the one he had before. Yeah, this is an Aston mic. It's an Aston Aston microphone, diaphragm condenser microphone.
Yeah. I think I've mixed somebody's vocals with that mic before. It is so clear. Like, it sounds so dope. It just I love all, like, anybody on that mic just immediately sounds like more professional somehow.
I feel you. Bro, better mic quality definitely makes you sound like a better artist. You don't even have to be better sonically. You just have a new microphone makes you sound like you're a better artist. Like, hey, that guy sounds like he know what he's doing. I'm fronting. I've been making music 3 days. I just got this $700 microphone, though. It's not my fault. It's just how I live my life nowadays.
Yeah. Anyone at home, don't take that to mean that you should start recording until you have a great mic.
Definitely listen to me. I'm gonna tell you like this. Whatever you have in your house right now, you press record and record on that thing. If you wanna make music, bro, like to show that you really about the grind, you gotta actually like record on your toaster oven. Like that's step one. Like, don't go buy your mic if you're not really about it. You feel me? Like, I've been telling people this story a lot, but the first microphone I recorded on wasn't even a USB microphone. It went into the headphone jack of the computer, right?
Yeah.
But I couldn't have the mic plugged in and have my headphones plugged in. So we had to get another piece that connected the microphone to the USB port. That's how that is how low I started. You feel me?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like it, like, but I did it and I recorded song after song. I recorded like 25 songs on this microphone, bro. I used to go crazy. I used to go downstairs I was in the basement. I was recording in the basement on a fucking microphone that could not have been more than $20. And I was in it though. And I was getting it. And I was like, bro, I'm gonna hit this microphone until I'm done. I had no idea what gaining was. I had no idea what mixing was. I was just a guy with a microphone and a dream. Then I got my next microphone. That shit it was better. It was actually a USB and it had a gain knob, but it wasn't nothing spectacular. And halfway through, I guess it got tired of me dropping it so much, so it started breaking. And shit was, bro, I had knocked the mic over at least 30 times, bro. I'm the clumsy guy. My room is tiny. I have a small wobbly table that my microphone sits on. It's not a fun time, okay? I promise you, I didn't mean to drop it so much. It just happened. But that shit was ready to go. When that shit was ready to clock out, I said, all right, fine. I'm gonna go get this Blue Yeti. But me being a cheap guy I am, I said, oh shit, this Nano $100 less? So I got a Yeti Nano, which is what I've been recording on since August of 2019. I recorded my first song on my Blue Yeti. I never forget, because I love this song. I was so excited to record that I was like, bro, I'm going to write a song now. So when it get here, I got something to record. Made a whole song.
Yeah.
Bro, I made a whole song, bro, about the girl who I was with at the time, it was about her ex-boyfriend. It was like a diss track. It was like the most, but it was the most, like if you didn't know what was happening, you would just think it was a regular old Mirror Blackwell song, right? Because I'm just doing regular Mirror Blackwell things, you know, I'll fuck your bitch, and now I got a gun. But like, but every couple bars, I would throw a subtle shot to him that if you knew about the guy and you knew about me, you would have picked up on it. Because the entire time, it was just slight, boom, here's a gut shot, boom, here's another one, wow, here you go, you see that one coming? Bro, I don't even know if this guy ever heard the song. But look, I didn't like him. I still don't like him. Bro, the one time, right? All right, so every couple of months, this guy would start stalking my page, right? And then my girl, she used to go holler. She used to yell at this guy. She used to go blow his fucking phone up. She used to go crazy on this guy. She used to wild out on him, right? Because she'd be like, why the fuck are you watching the story? Like, what are you doing? Like, bro, I thought it was hilarious, right? But then at one point, we weren't together. We were on break, right? And I caught this nigga watching my stories again. And I was pissed because I just wasn't in a happy place. Me and her weren't in a happy place. So I was an angry individual. I seen this guy watching my stories. I DM'd him. I said, bro, we're not together no more, bro. You don't gotta stalk me no more. Never heard from that guy again. he didn't even respond. He read the message, and I never seen him watch my story. I never heard from that guy. On God, I've never, he hasn't said anything. He just disappeared. He had disappeared. I gave him a couple bars in the other song. It's like, you know, I'm a degenerate because I gave him bars on the other song. I've given him bars on two different occasions. I went out of my way to give him bars. And I might have given him. I can't remember if I gave him bars on that other song that didn't come out. Cause there's a third song that didn't come out that might have had some bars for him. I know it had bars for my other ex girlfriend. I had bars for everybody. I'm angry individual half the time, very happy the other half of the time. But I don't know.
I'm trying to think if I've ever written a song that specifically dissed somebody. Aside from like a battle rap,
bro.
I think one time when I was like in high school, I wrote a song that was like, I was really pissed off that, like, in a vague way at like some people that like had a problem with one of my friends, and so I wrote like a vague sort of like group diss.
Yeah.
But like I never did anything with it. It was just like I just had it on my phone.
I have like two songs. I have like two songs in my Google Drive that are like diss track like songs, but it's like aiming at like 2-3 people. But like, yeah, I never let them out. So sometimes you gotta know when it's time to fight and time to just let it buy.
Oh,
over.
Wait, I just I just remembered I did drop one diss in in one of my songs lately. And I'm not talking about like when I'm just like making fun of like a homie. Like I've made fun of like Brayton Boyd.
You have an actual diss at somebody in something.
Yeah. What was it? What song was it even? I want to say it was in maybe it was in Johnny Carson. Let me see if I can pull up the bar, because I don't fully remember it. It's like Rappers Under Siege something. I gotta pull the receipts here. Now I'm obsessed with this.
He's about to go crazy. Everybody in the chat, just look.
Because this is like the only time that I've ever dissed somebody. This is the part. It goes, let's see. Okay, this is one of my schemes where I rhymed eight lines. So it starts with like me doing like a tipsy voice. And like, have vodka at the ready. I'm about to need some because these rappers driving me to drink and they the least funny. Never sober when exposure isn't getting fleece money. Ever since the Honda took an L, I'm getting fleece, buddy. Okay, here we go. So the line is, scenes are under sieges and the leeches want to seem chummy. Jeez, dummy, be the second mouse to the cheese cutting. So that was, in my lyrics, I have sieges capitalized because of that dude Siege that was like causing a ton of just like beef and like just being super toxic in nerdcore a few months back. So yeah, that is specifically a diss against this dude Siege, who was just being
You don't want beef with Freeze, bro. That's the only time that I've done that. because if you got any hair on your body, he'll let the fleas unleashed. Look. I said, look. I ain't a hippies in the 70s, but I'm known to keep the peace with me. I said, that nigga pulled up just to get the beat down, and I don't even need the lease. Look. I said, bro, my homie's going to eat. Make sure they save some cheese for me. I said, goddamn.
Wait, I'm gonna cut all this out so it looks like
I got you.
All right, yo, I'm no PG tips, but I'm gonna give you the tea.
I feel like I'm in Chi-Town when I get high. I'm the chief of Keith. Woo, bars. There it is.
Normally I have a segment at the end where I have my guests come up with a line for everyone in the comments to rhyme, but I feel like you just did that. So,
hey, bro. Comment section.
If anyone in the comments wants to play this game, rhyme something with
unleash the fleas and beef with me.
That's the rhyme scheme. Triple syllable rhyme scheme.
If I see anyone lose a triple syllable rhyme scheme, you're getting banned from YouTube. I got a cousin that worked right at YouTube. I'm not lying. I swear. I promise.
Yo, is your cousin Drake YouTube? Yeah.
See.
Ah, oh, I thought it might be. I thought it was either Drake or
Leroy
YouTube.
He know that I'm connected. If Freeze know I'm connected, how don't you know I'm connected? What are y'all talking about? Man? It's the problem with the fans. They don't know I'm connected. I got hella bars. That's why I'm well connected. There.
Okay.
There it is.
All right.
That might be an actual bar. I might be able to put that in a song.
Yeah, sneaking up on these joke rappers like I'm unsuspected.
Uh-huh. I said these rappers think they hard, they're really unerected.
got no blood flow when I make your head. No blood flow when I take your head from where your neck is.
And I said, Freeze asked me when I hit the button with this pet thing. I said I'm button mashing like I'm playing Tekken. Wow!
I had one. I think I have one. I just want a second.
okay. That's what I'm saying. Y'all not ready for Freeze to drop the wave check, bro. When Freeze drops the wave check, it's actually over for everybody. It's done. It's
gotta be wave done. Listen, this episode I think is long enough. I'm just gonna break this into two parts. The first half of this will be this week, and the second half will be, well, when I'm saying this, when the episode that you hear me saying this in will be the week that it is. So a second episode will be this week, and the first part will be last week. I'm doing some weird mental time travel
right
stuff
now,
right now.
Right now, yeah, they're episode here now. Two. This is episode two. Right now.
Right. Well, this is episode, I think, 25. Part two of the Mirror Blackwell experience. Dialogues.
Real live, indirect. Young Mirror Blackwell and his bitch. Young Freeze is in this bitch.
Young Fweezy is up.
We are in here, bro. This has been an amazing podcast. I'm glad to be here. I'm trying to get on here, man. I'm glad we were able to make this happen.
You gotta come back when I start recording these live. I think the Twitch audience.
Do you think
really,
something they would eat me up, bro? They probably think I'm hilarious. People like laughing at me. Like one of my coworkers said. She was like, yo, you're weird. And I was like, I'm weird. She's like, yeah, but like in a funny way. And I said, hey, that works for me.
dude, I wish I ever worked with you when I was like when I was in the industry, bro. You know? That would have made because it can be soul destroying if you don't
my managers, like, they don't be understanding. They'd be like, well, why are you so loud? I'm like, someone has to liven it up. Yeah, you look like some zombies in here. You all look dead. You look depressed.
Yeah.
The 10 o'clocks, watching them walk in makes me want to cry. Mm. Like, I feel bad for them. They come in so miserable looking. I'd be like, y'all want a different job or something? Like, why you gotta be sad? Like, granted, I don't love my job, but goddamn, I'm not going in that bitch sad. You will not catch me walking into my job sad. It's not what I'm doing.
Someone's got to be the
that's
medicine.
That's what I'm saying. And you liven it up. You get turned. Yeah, bring plus, the energy plus. Up. That's how we doing it. Every track I'm on, every podcast, every shift I'm on, we bring in energy to the mox. Like that Drake song. I'm allowed to sing the Drake song without getting this copyrighted.
As long as you don't play the song in its entirety, I think you'll be fine.
Turn the backs, mom. Like the album just went platinum. Turned up to the max. Mm-hmm. If he pop somebody chain, then we gotta get it back. No discussions to be had. We ain't going out like that, but we lit. Someone in the comment section, tell me what song that is. Tell me what song and what album that from.
You're doing like a Screwface thing.
Yeah, I'm.
Or it's like, hey, what's that from?
Moderns only. You know how he says classics only. Moderns only. This is moderns only.
Moderns only.
You tell me what song this is in the comment section. I give you a dollar.
Hey, that's a pretty pretty good deal. You buy you can't buy a box of Captain Crunch with that. But you could put it
a
down
payment. You get a dollar and you get like 87 box tops. You might be able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you pull it up. If you just invest.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what people you put that dollar in a Roth IRA and soon enough
you'll have enough.
Get that crunch money. Mir, where can people find you online if they want to, you know,
I am Mir Blackwell on all music platforms, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. Mir Blackwell, M-I-R space B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L, Mir Blackwell. On Twitter, you can find me under the handle at Mir_Blackwell. On Instagram, I'm under Samir_BL. Discord, my tag is Mir, a.k.a. Durag numbers 9807. Don't ask how I know that, bro. These are Mingle nights, bro. That's another story for another time. You don't even, bro. I can do a whole podcast about fucking Omegle, bro.
Oh, wait. All right. Bring that back
next time. I'm in here. We're talking Omegle. I'm putting it in the chat so I can pin it so we don't forget.
That's gonna go crazy.
Bro, Omegle is fucking hilarious.
I think I've been on Amiga like once and it was terrifying. If y'all want to find me online, you can find me youtube.com/freest, Twitter at mefreest, Instagram at freestraps, twitch.tv/freest, FREEEEEECED. So there's six E's after the R. And then the regular one after it'll be in the comments down below. Subscribe to this channel for more episodes and reactions and stuff.
Anything else? Anything else? I guess watch me every other Sunday or so on the Body Bag Battle League over on Schwabity's streams. You can catch my old battles on
Schwabity's. Yes, sir.
Man, I got a lot of stuff to plug these days.
This is like 5-minute plug session.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like the weed guy. I always come with the plug.
I said, and when I got guns, it's two arms out like I'm coming to hug.
Okay. I'm so salty. I'm so salty because a gun for the slug.
I said, he ain't want smoke. That boy tried to run from the drugs.
All right, y'all. I've been Freeze. That's Mir Blackwell, who I hope we'll
loop
see
gang
again
shit.
Very
you
soon.
You already know how I get.
Loop gang. All right. Take care.